Refresh, refocus, renew. This is today.
From 1 Peter 2, Holiness and Slander. Rid yourselves of slander of every kind. The Bible declares that the tongue has the power of life and death. We have all experienced the pain of someone twisting our words, turning our lives into an object of gossip, or openly defaming our name. We would much prefer to taste the joy that comes through words of encouragement. Slander is the evidence of a malicious spirit. It willfully misrepresents the truth. It defies Jesus' teaching to treat others as we would treat ourselves. It aims to make ourselves look better than others. Ultimately, to slander is to share in the native language of the father of lies, Satan. No wonder the Bible says, "The Lord detests lying lips, but he delights in people who are trustworthy." The child of God, however, commits to speak publicly and privately with words that have the power of life. One historic Christian confession states, "God's will is that I never give false testimony against anyone. I should do what I can to guard and advance my neighbor's good name. I cannot control another's slanderous words, but I can choose to protect the integrity of all by using Christian speech. Those who guard their lips preserve their lives, but those who speak rashly will come to ruin. Will you commit to holy speech?"
Visit us online at thisistoday.net.